Yeah, sure, Chris. So I am born Chinese, though my nationality is Canada, Canadian. I was born in China. I was raised in China for half my life, and as far as I know, everyone in my family tree, like dating up to as far as I know, are Chinese. So we have a very strong culture, like orally and traditionally of passing down Chinese customs and Chinese folklore, Chinese cultures. And even though I'm, studying in Canada and the US now, I still have a strong, belonging to my Chinese culture.
Okay, I see. So, is part of this Chinese culture celebrating Chinese New Year?
Yeah, for sure. Chinese New Year is something that's very big in China, and even for a lot of we call them ABCs, American born Chinese.
Yes, like me.
Yes,
Yes.
even ABCs would celebrate Chinese New Year because it's one of the biggest Chinese holidays there are. So for sure, every Chinese New Year I would spend with family, and we would have a big meal and lots of festivities.
That's great. Okay, so what is a particular Chinese New Year dish that you would eat and enjoy?
So one of my favorites is the ba bao fan, which translates in English roughly to eight treasures rice. This is a sweet dessert we usually have during Chinese New Year, after our main courses, as kind of a finishing plate. And the history behind it is that this kind of this dessert, Ba Bao Fan, has over 2,000 years of history, dating back to the Zhou Dynasty. And the reason why it's still so popular and has been popular throughout these 2,000 years is that it is a very beautiful looking dessert rice dish that contains eight treasures. That's the name, eight treasures rice. And each of these treasures or fruits and vegetables are believed to have medicinal and therapeutic properties according to Chinese medicine. So these fruits usually vary depending on the region of China, but basic and common fruits put into Ba Bao Fan include red dates, lotus seeds, plums, winter melons, longan, red bean paste, and nuts, and yeah, there's more. But those are the common ones we put in.
I see. I think that's it. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.